I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Pakistan nearly always seems to be in crisis. The country's latest problems are political. A key partner in the governing coalition has resigned. The loss of the Karachi-based MQM leaves the government battling for survival. Today, Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, expressed public support for the coalition, and he expressed confidence in the prime minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani. The BBC's Aleem Maqbool is in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Aleem, why did the MQM leave the government? Governing coalition, what's its frustration?
Well, the reasons it's giving publicly, at least, is, you know, sort of very populist reasons. It's saying it was very disappointed in the government, in the way that it had failed to deal with corruption, failed to improve the economy, and failed to improve security as well. But they said the thing that was the last straw was really a hike in fuel prices over the new year. And that's why it's saying it pulled out of this government. And it does leave the government really in turmoil, in a position where it now doesn't have a parliamentary majority. And so it will find it very difficult to govern, very difficult to pass new legislation. And there is the possibility now, if enough opposition politicians want it, to push through a no-confidence vote and make this government collapse.
How likely is that to happen?
Well, the truth of the matter is it is still a remote prospect, because that means all of the opposition essentially would have to be united. And really, we're in a position now where the opposition parties do want to put pressure on the prime minister here, and they do want to rock the boat a little bit, but they don't want to be seen. No one wants to be seen as the party or the politician that brings this government down. You know, in Pakistan, there have always been problems with instability. A civilian government hasn't seen out its term in office. So the watchword over the last couple of years has been stability. That's been here in Pakistan. And also, when you look at Pakistan's allies in the West, in the fight against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they want stability here. So everyone is talking about keeping this government going somehow. But the opposition clearly do want to put some pressure on the prime minister.
What about the army? I mean, the army in Pakistan is hugely influential. Do you have a sense of where they stand right now?
Well, they've certainly made no public pronouncements about this, but they are the key here in terms of why a lot of these opposition parties want to keep this government going, don't want to bring it down. Because, of course, what's happened in the past in a lot of Pakistan's history is that when there has been weakness in the political administration, the military has often taken advantage and taken charge oftentimes. Although I have to say, you know, you speak to people now on the streets, and they're wondering if things would really be so bad under a military government, because frankly, things are not going particularly well now. There hasn't been a massive improvement in security. The economy really is in dire straits. A lot of people really not knowing whether that's because of this particular government, or whether really this country does perhaps need a military government to come in. That's the kind of thing we're hearing on the streets now.
And when it comes to the fight against Islamic extremists in Pakistan, can we take a guess right now as to what the impact of this current political instability will have on that fight?
Well, this is a time for all kinds of reasons when Pakistan and its allies needs a government in Islamabad which is strong, which can push through legislation, which can take the population with it on very difficult decisions when it comes to dealing with militancy. So having a weak government which can't do that, which doesn't have a great deal of friends in the opposition at the moment, can only really be a bad thing in terms of the fight against militancy. So that will certainly be a worry to a lot of people here and abroad.
And finally, I'm just wondering, I mean, Prime Minister Gilani isn't so well known in the West, at least not compared to President Asif Ali Zardari. I'm wondering, how does all of this affect President Zardari?
You know, when Pakistanis look at their government, they don't see a separation necessarily between the president and the prime minister. They have very low approval ratings at the moment. A lot of people are very worried about the levels of corruption in this country, and they really see the government and the presidency as one in that. They feel that their politicians are essentially in power to make a quick buck while the going's good, and not really caring about the country. Of course, those politicians will tell you very different, but I'm just telling you that is the perception on the street.
The BBC's Aleem Maqbool in Islamabad. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.